Now, Sinn Féin TD for Kerry Pá Daly is calling on the government to give an explanation as to why parents were given no notice or warning in June or July that hot school meals provided by the lunch bag would be stopped. This comes, of course, after the hot school meals programme was rolled out. It has been rolled out over the last number of years, but started in quite a number of schools this year, and more than 2,000 children are understood at the moment to be affected after several suppliers withdrew from the scheme. Tipperary-based company The Lunch Bag is the largest provider of the scheme and notified 82 small schools that it can no longer supply them. There have been calls from some independent TDs and others that Meals on Wheels should be engaged and should be talked about in terms of trying to provide the programme for the schools affected. And there's a number of different issues going on here. One is the smaller schools and whether a company can afford to provide school meals, and particularly the hot school meals, under the new regulations brought in by the department, or whether it's an issue of procurement changes delaying the rollout of the hot schools element of it, or the hot meals element of it in schools for a number of months because of delays, as we're told, to the procurement process. Well, with me on the line to talk about this and try and get to the bottom of exactly what's going on here is Sinn Féin TD for Kerry Pá Daly. Deputy Daly, good morning to you. You're hearing from parents, obviously, who are concerned, and there's two things going on. Number one is, there's one company that's pulled out from providing the school meals altogether because they're saying the changes mean they now can't afford to provide it. It's not economically viable. And in other schools in Kerry and elsewhere, there are delays to the planned introduction of hot meals because of so-called procurement issues, or issues that are not yet clearly defined, shall we call it that?
Yes, and just, Gerry, I'm here in the Mon School in Killarney, and I'd just like to, first of all, the start of the school year couldn't really have been much more chaotic, because I was here with the school secretaries and caretakers, and I just to express my support for them. And on the way over to Killarney, I passed two schools, ETV schools, who have proper pensions and who have been paid all the time during their summer holidays rather than the annualisation. And it's unbelievable, really, at this day, in this day and age, that some school secretaries are not getting proper pensions if they have to go to a wedding or a funeral, or funerals in particular, if they're off sick, they don't get that. They're not treated like public servants, and secretaries in other schools and caretakers in other schools are. So I just want to, this is something which has been going on for a week now, and the government needs to step in and resolve the situation, or at least engage in some meaningful talks. But to answer the question that you asked me, yes, parents have contacted me, and they received contact from schools who had been told by Lunchbag was one of them. The private providers of the hot lunch service, that last week the service was not going to be provided with immediate effect. One school, I know Derek Hay, the Castle Gregory Road out from Tralee, was one of the pilot schools for that scheme. And, there was a big fanfare in the budget last year that every child was going to be treated equally. They were all going to get this type of provision. But now it seems, as you said, I think it was reported in one of the papers, that 2,000 children were going to be without lunches. But the problem
Hot lunches anyway, and maybe even lunches, depending on whether the suppliers pulled out or not.
But the problem is that there was no notice about it. It was so sudden. Parents and schools didn't have a chance to deal with the situation. What was going on during the summer? And as you indicated, one of the providers had sent an email to the schools talking about the extra regulation that was required, that it needs a designated room. They call these domestic schools, the smaller schools, of I think it's under 80 or under 60 pupils, so they need fire safety and ventilation and electrical upgrades and pest control for the food that's not used, and all of that, a whole load of different raft of regulations. So you'd have to wonder as well, when, and I know there was misgivings from some people in the schools, if the person who was being employed to provide this, if they were off sick, what was going to happen. So there was question marks about it, but the scheme was rolled on. But when was it realised by the department, by the provider, that this wasn't going to happen. Rather than land, and it shouldn't have been landed on parents when they came back, you know, in the middle or the end of August, as they come back these days, that they weren't going to be provided with the hot meals going forward. So I know that the teachers have been contacting the INTO. They say it's down to the Department of Education and Social Protection to sort it out. The providers, I think, receive is €3. They say €3.20 they receive per student to supply the meal. They say it's not viable for them to do that, given all the new regulation and given all the requirements that they have to do. But why was this not sorted out? Why was this not anticipated, given that there's so many...
A question as to this has been rolled out, and hot meals have been provided in previous years, including last year in schools in Kerry, and this wasn't an issue. It seems to have become an issue now, whether that's on foot of maybe the Food Safety Authority getting involved, looking at the situation, how it's working, and say, actually, hold on here, that's not right. You have to have somebody else in there employed by the company who has got, let's say, HACCP training or something like that. We're still awaiting clarity on that. We did contact the Department of Social Protection in relation to this, and what they've said is that they've been advised of the withdrawal of one supplier from the Hot School Meals programme in a number of small schools. There's no indication that this is a wider issue. While it's recognised that delivering meals to smaller, more remote schools may present challenges, the shared priority of all partners in the scheme must be that every child benefits from a service where the primary consideration is that the food they eat is safe, nutritious, and supportive of their learning. Practices that rely on untrained personnel to heat and distribute meals, or which do not maintain the required controls, place both the schools and providers at risk of breaching long-standing legal obligations. The school meal programme cannot endorse arrangements that compromise food safety and consumer protection. They've also said, while commentary on this issue cites school meals delivery and changes to food safety regulation, the Food Safety Authority of Ireland has confirmed that legislation referenced in the new procurement documentation is existing legislation which all food business operators are familiar with and bound by. No new legislation has been introduced, nor has there been a change in the application of the law. So they're saying the companies, that suggests the companies should have known about this, and that we have to keep things safe, and where it's not safe, then an issue arises that needs to be dealt with by the companies. What's your response to that?
The question is, I suppose, was this not gone through when the contracts were signed? And I know that there was other options which were suggested by the operators. And I'm not here to advocate for the operators. You know, they're well established businesses.
And we have contacted one of them who operate in Kerry, and they haven't responded to our request yet for information.
They were wondering about a hot drop, what they call a hot drop, where meals were heated off-site and then delivered to the school. That wasn't an option. Because the meals have to be consumed within 2 hours and you can't be reheating hot food. And then there was a question as well about limiting the amount that, you know, some small routes dealing with a local facility, but then they hadn't anticipated, or maybe they should have anticipated, the transport, the cost, the rent and the staff and the overhead and all of that. While the department are right, I think, or in saying that the food safety regulations are standard and have been there for a long
time.
They're not new. But the question is, was this not gone through, could it not have been gone through even 3 weeks ago so that people knew it, rather than bringing their kids into school and told, sorry, from the 29th of August, there isn't going to be a proper provision in place and they weren't going to get what they anticipated. And you have a lot of, just speaking to the principals and the teachers and school secretaries outside the gate of the Mon this morning, you know, they know what has been going on. They know that some people don't have the food, but parents as well are, you know, they might not see their child for 12, you know, from 7 in the morning until, you know, 6 in the evening. There's after school programs. And I know there's another issue out in school in the Spole, that there was an after school program. They were fed there as well. So all of this, you're just wondering, especially in this situation where the school secretaries are out and the caretakers are out.
Yeah, that's not helping the situation either. I'd imagine, yeah. Let me ask this finally, in the time we have, Deputy Daly.
Department of Education, because the school secretary's issue, that wasn't dealt with. No effort really has been made from the WRC.
Yeah, I understand, and you've made that point, but I want to get to my final point. In the time we've left, Deputy Daly, the Department of Social Protection have said, in consultation with the Department of Education and Youth, they're developing a solution to ensure schools affected by the withdrawal of their supplier have access to school meals as soon as possible. They'll communicate with those schools, advise them of their options this week. For schools joining the programme for the first time this year, they have an option of providing the cold lunches while they're completing the procurement process for hot school meals, and webinars for both the educational partners and school principals have been commenced to support schools through the procurement process. Videos and dedicated call centres have also been set up. So they're saying they're going to sort out the problems that they're in, and that they're suggesting these are teething problems that will be sorted out. Do you think the minister needs to explain more about what went on and when this is going to be sorted out and how?
Yeah, well, first of all, teething problems, you know, obviously when the scheme is operating for a particular period of time, there should be a review, and, you know, there are maybe tweaks that can be made to it. However, you know, is the Department of Education the only organisation in the country that didn't realise that the children were going back to school last week? Because if they are, there's something seriously wrong. There seems to be, you know, some of the most fundamental issues in running schools and providing meals to, you know, children who are in food poverty, and that's why the scheme was brought in the big fanfare. Why weren't these anticipated the week
well in advance
back to school?
Yeah. Okay, Deputy, to answer me this, how fundamental an issue is the presidency for Sinn Féin? It doesn't seem like you're that perturbed by running a candidate. You're leaving it very, very late.
Well, I tell you, Jerry, my own view really is that we'd want to be certain the idea of a candidate out before deploying. You know, the we should be either supporting someone or we should have our own candidate selected by the time that starts. And that is starting on Tuesday week. So, you know, we are meeting on Monday and Tuesday next week. That's what I'll be saying. You know, the process has gone on long enough and it's time to make a decision on it. You know, if we are supporting, if we are running our own candidate, obviously I'll be supporting them. If not, then I think that Catherine Connolly is a very good candidate, and it would be a very good independent candidate for us to be supporting anyone else apart from her.
Okay, all right, Deputy Daly, thanks very much for your views on that. That's Deputy Pat Daly of Sinn Féin. If you view what he had to say, get in touch.